afternoon, and welcome to KUOI's Weekly Scan, your half-hour look at the news that impacts the Palouse, Idaho, and the Northwest. I'm Lee Robartis. On today's show...
Our message was clear. Nobody wanted to be arrested. We just wanted to take a firm stance and let the Nazis know that they're not welcome, and they should go home, and they went home, and so we're thrilled.
The Aryan Nation's Nazi march is stopped by civil disobedience in the streets of Coeur d'Alene. Activists had said they would travel from far and wide to protest the racist Aryan Nation's march in Coeur d'Alene on this past Saturday, July 10th, whether the Nazi group went through with their planned parade or not. Richard Butler, the leader of the Hayden Lake-based group, had stated he wouldn't march in Coeur d'Alene unless they could parade through the downtown business district on Sherman Avenue. The city, however, stood by their new ordinance, saying they could decide the route of all parades. The route they chose for the Nazis, Ramsey Road, on the outskirts of the city. The ACLU came to Butler's aid by filing for a temporary injunction against the Coeur d'Alene ordinance. U.S. District Judge Edward Lodge of Idaho ruled in the Aryan Nation's favor, saying that relegating the Nazis to an obscure part of town violated their free speech rights. So, the Aryan Nations announced Friday they would parade down Sherman Avenue. Today we present a sound collage of this year's march and counter-demonstration, which ended with 22 anti-fascists ducking under police tape, locking arms, and blocking the Aryan Nation's march. The Nazis turned around and, after consulting with the police between them and the counter-demonstrators, headed down a side street. Unlike last year, when there were about 100 Nazis marching, there were only 20 Nazis this year. Last year, at least 1,000 counter-demonstrators showed up. This year, estimates range from 400 to 800. Because of the sudden changes in plans this year and conflicting security needs, there were also less police this year. There were 4 arrests this year, as opposed to 22 last year. Last year, several were arrested for refusing backpack searches. Roughed-up counter-demonstrators from last year are suing the city of Coeur d'Alene for millions of dollars. Also this year, about 400 human rights supporters celebrated diversity at a nearby North Idaho College auditorium simultaneous to the Nazi march. Governor Dirk Kempthorne spoke there. We start today's sound collage with 3 pre-parade interviews on the sidewalk. This is a member of the Bonners Ferry Anti-Racist Action Chapter. He was responding to Governor Dirk Kempthorne's press secretary, who had said the day before that neither the Aryan Nations nor the counter-demonstrators truly represent Idaho.
I mean, they've been calling us agitators, outside agitators, when, I mean, some of us, myself included, are from Idaho. I think what they're doing is they're just trying to make everybody feel like the best way to protest the Nazis is a passive protest, like the Human Rights Task Force is having the little rally, and, In IC and away from here, because they don't want people taking the streets. You know, Kempthorne is just taking the same policy as Mayor Judy and everybody else, where they don't want people on the streets, really, regardless of if it's people from Idaho or not. They just don't want people here because it's, you know, it's a bad face for Coeur d'Alene and puts a bad face on Idaho.
You think
where
so?
Are you from? From Coeur d'Alene, born 1 block away from here and grew up here.
And you have a sign, Anne Frank, we remember.
Yeah, I was just in Holland, and I was able to visit the Anne Frank House for the first time, and it was a real moving experience for me to walk into the rooms and to see, you know, what people were forced to do to survive. And I get emotional thinking about it, obviously, but, you know, this sort of... philosophy led to a world war and the deaths of millions of people, and among them were 1 million children. And they're not going to do that here, but the fact that, you know, they're taking over the city street where I was born, and that the name of my town is being broadcast around the world in such a negative way, it just compelled me to come down here and to, you know, stand here and protest. Most of these people are not from here that are protesting the Aryans. And when I heard that groups were coming from Seattle and Portland and all these places, I thought, well, you know, we need to stand up here locally. And I've been hearing for 25 years since Butler arrived from California with his group that if we just do nothing, they'll go away. They'll disappear. And that obviously hasn't happened. And now for the last 2 years, they're taking to our main street and our city park. They're becoming bolder and bolder in their activities. And I think that's mainly because people have looked the other way and been silent. And that's what led to the rise of fascism in Europe and the war, etc. So I think we need to stand up. And the other side says Jesus was Jewish and still is. And that's intended for these marchers, these Aryans, because they claim to be a church and Christians. And I'm a Christian, and I visited Jerusalem, and Jesus was Jewish, Mary was Jewish, Joseph was Jewish, all the apostles, all the prophets, and yet they hate the Jewish people so intensely, these Aryans, and claim to be Christians.
Next, I asked Berkeley, California attorney Larry Hildes of the National Lawyers Guild what his plans were for the day. Hildes represents five plaintiffs who are suing the city of Coeur d'Alene over their treatment by police last year. The five plaintiffs have already settled with Kootenai County.
Well, I'm going to document everything and try and keep the cops in line, see what the Nazis do. You know, always gathering evidence.
No Nazis, no KKK, no fascist USA, no Nazis.
Always gathering evidence for the cases that we've got, and, you know, making sure they don't do again what they did last year. And then if people choose to get arrested, or don't choose to but get arrested, I'm there to do jail support and get people out. And, you know, it's important to be here to challenge these people, and I can't do it very loudly, but I'm here.
Did you have a meeting with the police this week?
They refused.
On what grounds?
Well, they said there was nothing to talk about. We tried to actually meet with the city attorney, Jeff Jones, and he said we had nothing to discuss, but, and then refused to meet with us.
Okay.
I think we had a lot to discuss, personally.
What would you have discussed?
Well, the sound permit for the rally, what their procedures were going to be here, reiterating what would happen if they did what they did last year. But I think they know what happens if they do what they did last year.
Big lawsuit.
Yes.
Members of the Aryan Nations lined up to march, and they're starting. There's a pickup truck with a chair. Richard Butler is walking behind between two 13-starred American flags, guards with Aryan Nations shields. It's Michael Teague in the second row, carrying a N and cross flag.
Hey! Hey! Ho! Ho! Nazi scum has got to go!
Hey! Hey! Ho! Ho! Nazi scum has got to go! Hey! Hey! Ho! Ho! Nazi scum has got to go!
What's your sign say?
All we're saying is give peace a chance.
Now you decide, you're not shouting down the Nazis. You don't believe in that.
I'm more of a pacifist.
But you believe to be on site.
All these other people, though. But I'm just more of a pacifist.
So what are you majoring in at UAC?
Art, education, and architecture. A lot of fun stuff.
So, are you from Coeur d'Alene?
No, from Idaho Falls.
Yeah.
Same kind of thinking back there, though.
Yeah, and you probably want to show the world's media here that Idaho doesn't stand for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. It's all BS.
Police are asking why they're stopped. And they're backing up. Oh, there's people in the street blocking their way. No passer on. They shall not pass. Fascist wants to come to Idaho. Idaho will be tomb of fascists. Twenty-two people blocking the street. The police are not arresting them, although they are risking arrest. People from Idaho. There are police following them. getting ready maybe to arrest him. There's about 20 are marching up the street. Dancing up the street. One says, James Byrd and Matthew Shepard, never again. The Aryan Nations are going backwards. Going down a side street. Now the police are arresting people. Some are resisting. One is resisting. They're sitting down in the middle of the street, blocking arms. They're trying to get people to go on the sidewalk. Lori Graves is among them, blocked. Now, a police vehicle with guys in riot gear are approaching the intersection. People sitting down linking arms in the intersection are surrounded by police, probably waiting to be arrested. Some people follow the Aryan Nations down 4th Street.
Okay. Get up and come this way.
Guys getting beat up by the police. One guy's grabbed by the dreadlocks by the police. Most of the protesters have stayed peacefully in the middle of the street, linking arms. They're getting arrested now. They're putting handcuffs on them. There was one melee just a second ago.
Shame on you!
Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you!
Yes, they are arresting them. There was a melee, too. Police were pulling out guys' dreadlocks. And I don't know exactly what happened. I think some people got hit.
Let them go!
We have Larry Hildes, the attorney, taking pictures.
There's actually only one. Get their badge numbers and get their names. Get their badge numbers and get their names.
He's getting
it. Get their badge numbers and get their names.
He's getting it.
Good.
Let them go.
Do you see a pain hold going on?
Hog tying. They're hog tying him.
They don't have his legs yet. They were using
the legs.
Does he look hurt? He's resisting.
Well, he's squirming. He's squirming because he's got a bunch of people with their hands on him.
Uh-huh.
Now they've got him down again.
Let them go! Let them go!
go! Let them go! Let them go! Let them go!
Riot police have arrived at the intersection. Flak jackets, helmets.
We're not leaving till they leave with us.
Bob, did you see anything?
Well, basically, the demonstrators who were on the ground squatted, linked together. Yeah. Oh, my God. Are they releasing them?
They're releasing them right now.
They're releasing
them. Lena, are you in the street?
No.
No.
I'm a coward.
Hey, Lori, how did it work out for you?
It was the best possible result. I think that for the most part, other than a few heated tempers, it was nonviolent. The Nazis turned and went home, and no one was arrested, other than those few people that kind of lost their temper. You know, it's tough out there. It's a heated issue. And even people who come out with nonviolent intentions, it's hard. You know, it's hard not to let your temper get the best of you. But I think for the most part, the whole group stayed in check, stayed nonviolent. And
how many people got arrested?
It's hard to know. I mean,
two or three at least.
Yeah.
Do you think they may photograph you and charge you later?
That's always a possibility, but we were told that we were free to go.
And how did that come about? Did somebody come out and negotiate for you guys? Or
there, we have legal aides. There's a lawyer. There's Larry Hildes, who came up as our ARA representative lawyer, and there's also lawyers for United Front Against Fascism. And I think they were negotiating with the police. You know, our message was clear. Nobody wanted to be arrested. We just wanted to take a firm stance and let the Nazis know that they're not welcome and they should go home, and they went home, and so we're thrilled.
So you decided to block the street, don't let them march, don't let them finish.
Yeah.
How close were they to the finish?
I guess the park down there, so maybe three blocks.
And the police kept you separate, so you just suddenly had a plan to go out on the street.
Yeah, there's ARA representatives from chapters all over the country that came down together, and ARA traditionally takes a little bit more confrontational stance. We feel we should be firm and go where the fascists are and stand up to them. So it's probably a little bit different type of action than some of the people here, but everything everybody's doing here is valuable today. I think it's been a good experience overall.
You're hoping that it'll stop the Nazis from marching next year?
I hope so. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
That'd be great.
Yes, they did.
So you feel victorious, probably.
Yes, we do.
Were they ordered to do that? Is that why they did it?
Yeah, we can't tell. We were sitting in the row, so we didn't have privy to that. I'm sure it'll all come out later. But either way, we would consider it a victory.
I noticed that every time people wanted to leave the scene, they were forcibly, visibly, and with pain pressure holds, kept in the street. And then they were allowed to leave. And I have no understanding or concept of what the police theory was that said, beat them up when they want to do what you want them to do. That makes not a...
Were they being ordered to leave the street?
They were given a warning initially. They sat down. When they had made their point and people were ready to leave, either individually or as a group, anyone who got up and tried to leave was forcibly put back into the street. And then ultimately they were all allowed to leave except for the two people that were arrested.
That was Sarah Seeds of Seeds for Peace, right after the Nazi march was blockaded by demonstrators on Sherman Avenue in downtown Coeur d'Alene last Saturday. You also heard from Lori Graves, Bob Hoffman, and many others. A spontaneous human rights rally was then held by Lake Coeur d'Alene. Among the speakers were Michael Novick, the author of White Power, White Lies.
We know that there are people in Silicon Valley in California who are sending millions of dollars to the Aryan Nations and their ilk up here in Washington State, in Idaho, and other parts of the country. And so they have a tremendous amount of backing. What do we have? We have ourselves. We have our consciousness, our conscience, our numbers, our unity. In Los Angeles, there is a tremendous problem of police brutality, of police racism. But there is also a problem in many parts of the country of the same nature. It's not only these fascists in white robes or Nazi armbands that are the problem, but the problem is also in our movements. In Los Angeles, if a black person is shot by the police, you'll see a demonstration that is predominantly black. If a Latino is shot by the police, you'll see a demonstration that's predominantly Latino. If the police come and hassle gay bars, you'll see demonstrations that are predominantly gays and lesbians. If a homeless person is shot, there'll be a demonstration of homeless people. What we have to do is bring our forces together like a mighty fist. Because only then will they pay attention. Only then will we have the ability to transform this society from top to bottom and eradicate problems like the Aryan Nations from the roots up.
We need to stand up in Coeur d'Alene, St. Mary's, Moscow, throughout this state, and say no more to silence. We have to come out of the closet and stand up for the rights of all.
Woo!
Last thing, we have a situation in Moscow. We had a professor speak on brain science to some students this last week. He quoted a German scientist from 1939 about the cause of homosexuality being linked to alcoholism and stress. He established this as a fact. I challenged him, and he still believed that this is a fact that needs to be brought out. This is a state employee at an education institution. This is not right. We need to stand up against our schools. That is the breeding ground for so much of the intolerance and hate.
That was an unidentified Coeur d'Alene Native American speaking. Here we have Coeur d'Alene Police Captain Carl Berg at a press briefing after the march.
We initially had about 40 to 50 officers downtown, and some other officers came to assist when it appeared that there might be a problem on Sherman Avenue.
How many last year did you have?
Over 100.
Were the Aryan Nations told to turn back by the police?
Were the Aryan Nations told to turn back by the police?
Yes, when they were marching.
No, the organizer of that event, Mr. Butler, was contacted, and a alternate route was discussed with him by going down a side street, going across front, and they were able to end at the designated termination point, which was Independence Point. That routing was acceptable to him. So it was done with the acceptance of the person who was the applicant for the permit, with my understanding.
There's a person with a video camera arrested. People were asking about him, why he was arrested.
I indicated that there were four people arrested. Were you here earlier?
I just got here a second.
Okay. Does it bother anybody if we go over this again? There were four people arrested. One person I don't know about, was he sitting on the street or off to the side?
I know he was off to the side. That's what I was told.
The individual that was arrested off to the side's name is Anthony Porto. He's from California, and he was arrested for challenging another individual to fight, for disturbing the peace. He has been cited, and he is being released on his signature.
There was a young man downtown, his name is Dusty Ward. He was assaulted by an Aryan woman in the crowd, and it was a Dennis Broden, Officer Broden, that took the report. They saw the woman, know who she is. Do you know anything about that?
If, in fact, an individual was assaulted downtown and an officer was involved, a report will be taken and an investigator will be assigned and we'll follow through on it.
Do you know of any other people that were hurt or assaulted downtown?
I don't know of any other reports at this time. In fact, you just brought that one to light, so thank you.
May I ask a question, sir?
Certainly.
Do you have any reason to believe that the radical leftist elements in Washington State have any feeling at all in their hearts that the Coeur d'Alene Police Department is able to control them when they come over here?
Well, I think that the Coeur d'Alene Police Department, sir, today was charged with conducting an event on our downtown streets. That's what we were there for. We were there to go ahead and do that pursuant to a court order. And I think that given today, we did what we were asked to do.
The new city ordinance helped you this year?
I think in large part the people that were spectators respected that ordinance and the laws of our state and our city, stayed behind that line, and we appreciate that. Deeply we do. I think the officers appreciated that. It assisted us greatly.
We didn't see any searches this year.
Last year, searches were done on an individual basis. This year, officers were advised if, in fact, they had legal grounds to conduct a search, they could. If none were conducted, then obviously officers didn't see anything to concern them, and they shared to conduct a search.
From a law enforcement standpoint, how is this different from what happened last year?
From a law enforcement standpoint?
From the number of officers, number of arrests?
Less arrests. We only had 4 arrests this year. All those people were cited and released. A minority of people chose to go ahead and block the street. That was different this year than it has been in the past. But again, I would stress that it was a minority of the people that were down there. A number of people went down there, and they went ahead and expressed their opinions in a lawful manner. And the police department is very appreciative of that. We're very sorry that a few people chose to go ahead and cast a bad light out to the others that were there.
This year there are no stories about fertilizer or possible explosive material being stolen either.
Well, there was no real story about fertilizer or other explosive material being stolen in North Idaho last year. It was stolen in Southern Idaho and could have been anywhere in the United States. So it was discovered that it wasn't here at all. So, but no fertilizer was stolen in Southern Idaho this year.
Well, I mentioned it because it was brought up at Jonathan Kroll's trial.
There were a lot of things brought up at different people's hearings, but no, there's no fertilizer stolen this year.
No, it's a city misdemeanor to unlawfully cross the police tape bordering the parade route 90501.
What happened when you got arrested? You mind saying on tape?
Well, I was doing video witnessing, and I told the police officer that I was a legal observer, and he said, "Legal observer, you're under arrest." And then he brought me over to where the protesters were
in the street.
In the street, and made me sit down with them, and then He was grabbing me, and then I didn't know what was going on, and then he came up to me later, and he grabbed me and got me down on the ground and used a bunch of pain compliance holds on me.
Were they necessary, you think, or were you?
I told them loud and clear several times. I kept repeating, "I'm a legal observer, I'm not resisting. I'm a legal observer, I'm not resisting." So
I was, you know, not in it. I was in it. I got up, and they pushed me back, you know, back onto the sidewalk. And then another gentleman that was also in there, he reached out for me, and, you know, "I'm going to help a fellow activist that really needs it." And he did, because he was getting beat up too. So I grabbed his arm and around his arms, and I pulled him, and the cops pulled me out into the streets and proceeded to beat my ass pretty much for what it is. Yeah, they got...
So what did they do? I saw them slam you on the pavement.
He slammed me into the pavement, and I was going around a lot, and he shoves his knee right into the back of my neck, and that's what I think did this and this.
Yeah.
He had his knee in the back of my neck, and then I'm sitting there, you know, thrashing around trying to get up, and him and 3 other officers piled on top of me, and they put me in handcuffs. They got me up again, and I started thrashing around again, and then he just, basically what they did is he grabbed me like this, he just picked me up and just went, boom, threw me down, and as soon as I hit the ground, he just slammed me with his knee right in the middle of the back.
A young anti-racist action member from Moscow named Matt, and before that, Alan Live, both arrested Saturday at the Aryan Nation's March in Coeur d'Alene, counter-demonstrators. Well, that's it for this week's edition of KUOI's Weekly Scan, your half-hour look at the news that impacts the Palouse, Northern Idaho, and the Northwest. I'm Lee Robartis. Tune in again next week, Thursday afternoon at 5:30, for more. The Pacifica Network News is next.
KUOI FM, Moscow.